This is America on the Road on Driving Today. Hi, I'm Jack Nerad. Thanks for being with us. We're going to talk about the minivan today. Maybe not the most exciting vehicle category of all times, but very exciting to our guest. Her name is Karen Maddle. She is the Chrysler Pacifica and Pacifica Hybrid Brand Manager, and she works for Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, where minivans are very, very big business, very important to the overall health of that company. And as such, they are actually introducing a brand new minivan model this year for 2020. So we'll talk to her about that. We'll talk to her about what's new for 2020 in the Pacifica and Pacifica hybrid minivan. So let's go to that interview with Karen Maddle of Chrysler and talk to her about minivans. Everything you want to know about minivans, and maybe a little bit less. Welcome back to America on the Road on Driving Today. This is Jack Nerad, and we're going to be talking about minivans. You know, a lot of people will tell you that the minivan is going the way of the dinosaur, but I have somebody as my guest who would, I think, beg to differ.
Absolutely, I would.
So, thanks for being with us. Tell us all about it.
Oh, thank you for having me. So, we are celebrating the 35th anniversary of Chrysler minivans this year. We actually have even a 35th anniversary model that we are sitting in right
now. We're sitting in right now, yes.
Yeah.
True. And we're celebrating.
Absolutely.
We have funny hats on and casting some confetti around.
Absolutely. So as Chrysler, we invented the segment, right, 35 years ago, and we've been making innovations ever since. 115 total and 37 alone just with Pacifica. And most notably, our Pacifica hybrid model, which is sitting right behind us.
Right, right. Well, let's talk about the fact that we saw an influx of minivans. You know, Chrysler invented the minivan back in the day, the Dodge Caravan and Chrysler Town & Country. And then many came into the market, and many have now left the market, but leaving just a handful. Where do you think the market is going?
You know, we still have plenty of consumers that really require this vehicle as part of their daily lives and for the function. There's really nothing that can replace the convenience of the minivan.
It's really true. You know, a lot of people might say a crossover, three-row crossover, has similar functionality, but it's really not as functional, is it? Tell why.
It really doesn't. And mostly it comes down to being able to haul people and cargo. The Pacifica can take up to 8 passengers and all of their stuff, right? So a lot of times there's a compromise, and especially in the third row. And we have, of course, our class exclusive stow and go in the second and third row, where you can, in seconds, just fold the seats flat into the floor. And there's so much cargo volume in there, you can fit 64 sheets of 1/4-inch plywood.
64 sheets?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Has anybody ever done that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Anybody beyond people who work for FCA?
Yes, actually, it was something that was in the previous generation minivan and that customers actually very much wanted. Because although minivans are very much family use case, absolutely, we tailor to families, we also have plenty of customers that are looking for the cargo volume.
Right. And you probably have some commercial customers as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. We're into 2020, Chrysler Pacifica. What's new for 2020?
So for 2020, we have a new red S appearance package. So the S appearance package is launched about 2 years ago. They basically are blacking out the exterior finishes, so replacing chrome with gloss black. And then in the interior, the same thing. It's an all-black cabin, S logo on the seats. And they've been so popular, and they also come with a wheel upgrade, right? So on a Pacifica, you can get from a 17 to an 18 to even a 20-inch wheel, which is a class exclusive.
So is the goal to be a cool mom vehicle or a cool dad
cool
vehicle?
Cool mom, cool dad. It's a no-compromise vehicle.
Right. Are Absolutely. There cool dads who can drive minivans?
Absolutely.
And pull it off?
We have the man van.
Okay.
But the Red S Appearance Package, it takes that popular S Appearance Package to the next level. And we brought in these bright Rodeo red seats that are two-toned leather, but they look just amazing. And that's based off of our limited model with all the great safety features.
Mm-hmm. What else is new for 2020?
For 2020, we, as I mentioned earlier, we have our hybrid model as well. We do continue to do more gas-to-hybrid alignment going up our lineup as the hybrid powertrain is getting more familiar and comfortable with consumers. Mm-hmm. And then also, we have our new Voyager nameplate launching for 2020.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is really more for your value player in this segment, right? We still have plenty of consumers that are looking for a 7-seat option, right? But at a budget-friendly price.
Right.
And the Voyager will do just that.
It doesn't say Plymouth on there anywhere.
Absolutely no Plymouth. It is a Chrysler Voyager for 2020.
Okay.
But it's still very well appointed and has many standard features.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about hybrids for a while.
Sure.
Hybrid is very cool. Yours is a plug-in hybrid. It was the first hybrid minivan.
Absolutely.
The only hybrid
Still
minivan
is,
that
yes.
I'm aware of, right?
Absolutely.
What percentage of sales is it, and who is the buyer of that versus the...
Yep. So a hybrid, the plug-in hybrid minivan can be really anybody, right? Because we give you those 32 all-electric mile range, and studies have shown that the average consumer drives less than 30 miles a day. So we have you covered with the all-electric mile range if that's what you want to do. But behind that, we have a 520 total mile range. So if you're going on that long road trip, you have no worries. There is no range anxiety pitted with our Pacifica hybrid. And in fact, if you never wanted to plug it in, you would never have to.
Yeah, I mean, it's practically a day's drive, 500 miles or something like that for a lot of people. I mean, I put in some 1,000-mile days, but I'm crazy about driving. But that is serious range. And how much more range is it than the conventional minivan?
I would have to look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably more than 100 miles, I would think.
No, I believe that they're pretty comparable to each other, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I would think that would be a little more range than... How big is the gas tank?
The gas tank is 16 and a half gallons.
Okay.
So, yeah, when you run out of those all-electric miles, you still have a V6 engine under the hood and a 16 and a half gallon fuel tank to get you where you need to go.
Right. We were talking on the air about the third row. And the issue of the third row, and where, some companies will give you a very rudimentary two-passenger third row, or one you look at and go, that should be two-passenger, but oddly it's belted for three, those kind of things. And yet this third row in the minivan, in the Pacifica minivan, is much more sumptuous. What's the thinking there versus what happens, especially in crossovers?
So the second row, of course, is extremely important in the minivan. We always say that's where the action happens, but honestly, so is the third row, and we did not want to leave it out of the equation, and we haven't. So our third rows, we have many appointments back there. We have a USB port. You can get a power third row seat, which reclines. And then also we have a tri-pane panoramic sunroof, which has a third row fixed glass in the rear, so you don't have that cramped cabin feeling. It's actually very nice and airy with that sunroof back there.
Mm-hmm. And with the third row deployed, a lot of vehicles give you just a sliver of cargo space. Talk about the cargo space.
So there's plenty of cargo space behind the third row. Remember, the third row does stow into the floor. So when it's not stowed, there's a very deep well back there. And in the third row, there are grocery hooks as well to keep your bags lined up. Depending on the model that you get, you can have a, we have a solution for 2 gallons of milk that go into the side rear quarter panel. Even up here, as we're sitting in the front of the vehicle currently, we have a drawer specifically designed for an iPad. We in all sorts of unique function and interior storage.
Yeah.
And when you're not using the stow and go, you have that in-floor storage that's hidden. Big deep well bins right in the second row.
Yeah, very, very useful. It strikes me that the Chrysler product planners like yourself and the people who are engaged in putting the vehicle together have looked at every nook, possible nook and cranny, and tried to add storage, add, a convenient place to store a cell phone, all of those kind of things. And that's really, more important than powertrain, ride and handling, I would think. To the buyer, is it?
Yeah,
is
absolutely. I mean, some people actually live in their vehicles, right? And so we want to make sure that they have all the amenities, all the comforts, all the conveniences necessary.
Right.
And the Pacifica comes up to having 6 USB ports, right? So plenty of convenience. We've talked about a lot of the storage solutions. You can see our cell phone holder is right up here. Sorry
right.
for those of you that can't see, but
right. I'll hold the microphone.
Yeah. We even have an umbrella holder. So
now where is the umbrella holder?
So when it's right on your left side there, if you were to look straight down, and you may need to open the door, but it's super cute.
Yeah,
it's this little cubby for an umbrella. It's got a little sun and rain cloud and a little bit of rain coming down.
I would have never known that.
That's right. And then down in the floor console here, you'll see that we even have some hidden Easter eggs. You can see the generations of the minivan.
Yeah. Well, I have been through all the generations of the minivan, so I have that going for me.
And not. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's why we're so excited about our 35th anniversary, right? There's a lot of nostalgia of those of us that have grown up in a minivan, either driving them or being in the back seat of the first one.
Right. One thing about the Pacifica is it's a broad range, right? I mean, there are inexpensive versions, and then it goes all the way up to a very high zoot, fully loaded version. Run us through the...
So in 20 model year, the entry level is more in the Chrysler Voyager, right? So we will have our L and our LX models, which will start around $27,000, lowest in the segment. And then we move up to our Pacifica models, where you start to have more features, right? Different exterior fascia. More chrome accents, S appearance package options, 20-inch wheel options, sunroof, you know, all the popular amenities. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the Uconnect Theater, which is the dual two seat back touchscreens that delight the kids with built-in apps and games.
Yeah, they were delighting my fellow journalist as we were driving into the airport yesterday.
Perfect.
He was playing solitaire.
You know, if he had been playing checkers, you could have played him while you were driving in the back.
I would embarrass him now.
So. Oh, okay. Well, you don't want to do that.
I might embarrass myself.
Right? And of course, we have our Pacifica Hybrid, right? And the same great features you can get on the gas models, just in the hybrid powertrain.
When you go into the interior, we're in the interior of this 35th anniversary version. Thanks for helping me. It's very upscale. I mean, it's luxury car-like. Talk about that a little bit. You know, what the minivan buyer now expects.
Yeah. I mean, the minivan has to span the full range. I think that might have been what you were getting to earlier, right? Because we have all sorts of form and function of what consumers are looking for. And on that high-end range, they do expect luxury. They do expect these soft panel IPs, these accent stitching, the bright brushed bezels, the two-tone interiors, the tri-pane sunroofs, and of course the advanced safety features. So this vehicle has your adaptive cruise control with stop and go. It'll take you to a full stop and then go again. Forward collision warning with active braking. Lane departure warning, blind spot, rear cross path, rear park assist with stop. So all the advanced safety features that you could want, including a 360-degree camera.
Well, terrific. Terrific. Anything else you'd like to tell us about this vehicle? Or?
I just want to say that, you know, the minivan is here. I think it's here to stay. And there is nothing to beat the form and convenience of the vehicle, but you don't have to compromise in style to do so.
Absolutely. And certainly not these days with all the choices you're offering. Well, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That was Karen Maddell. She is the Chrysler Pacifica and Pacifica Hybrid Brand Manager, working, of course, for Fiat Chrysler Automobiles. Thanks so much to her for being with us. And join us again next time for more right here on America on the Road on Driving Today. I'm Jack DeRatt.